to this week's episode of Pizza Rainbow. This week, we talk about women's power, television shows on Bravo, Amber's working out again. For this and other great podcasts, please check us out on mathishard.net or on iTunes.
What's up, Jen Paulson?
Hey, I'm good.
Are you good?
Yeah.
How good are you?
That's like, I'm the kind of good that people say when they're in denial.
Real good.
Mm-hmm.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
I'm drinking decaf coffee at almost 8 o'clock at night.
Me too. It doesn't feel like 8 o'clock at night at all, though.
Mm-mm.
It feels like 5 o'clock, except now it gets dark so soon that, like, all time
I know
together.
I left work like at 5 today, and like I walked out to the little lobby next to the where the elevators are, and there's a big huge window, and I like literally said out loud, I was like, it's dark outside, and there's a guy there, and I had to be like, I was just really surprised it's so dark out there.
I know, it's crazy. Daylight saving sucks. Did you know that it's actually pronounced daylight saving and not daylight savings?
Oh.
Yeah. There's this
It's awesome, so commercialized.
Yup. Hallmark is taking it over. No, there's a really cool trailer that I found. I think it's like Scary Mommy or Scared Mommy. I don't know. I'll link to it on the podcast. But they did a trailer for daylight saving, and it's pretty actually fucking brilliant.
Have you ever seen those mashups where they take a movie and they take scenes from the movie to make a trailer and they make it like not what the movie was?
Yeah.
Like the Shining one?
Except it's like completely original.
Okay.
Like they shot the trailer specifically for the premise. And yeah, okay. It's like edgier seat, like action movie. It's pretty awesome.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
funny.
It's actually hilarious. So I liked it a lot. So yeah. That was fun. What's been going on with you this week?
I've been working, doing trivia, driving to work when I really don't have to in snowstorms.
Yeah. We got a big, like, 14, was it 14 inches?
Oh, no. There's no way. There's no way. I don't even think we got 6 inches.
But it was overnight, so the morning commute for people who have a real job was pretty tough.
It was pretty slick. Pretty messy out there. I'm a regular rusty Gatenby.
Keep it slow out there, guys. Be careful on those exit entrance ramps.
Seriously, they're not fucking kidding, though.
Yeah, I know. Those are the things that, like, terrify me the most about driving in inclement weather.
The ramps are the worst.
The ramps are the worst even when it's not bad weather.
Yeah.
Like, people are ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like a bobsled.
Yeah.
Made me feel like I should have watched Cool Runnings.
That's a really good parallel.
Yeah.
Bobsled, for sure. Yeah. What else? What else has been going on in your world? Anything new that you're listening to, watching, or loving?
Well, I've been watching a lot of reality television shows on Bravo because I've been hanging out with you.
And you've been loving every minute of it.
Yeah, I started watching the first episode of Salem.
Okay.
And I watched...
Do you like it?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't even get... I like maybe got 5 minutes in, not even.
No.
I was like, I'm not into this. It's too like... There's too much screaming.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. It was like the Salem witch trials.
You know? Okay.
There's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And suffering and screaming. But, you know, I don't want to watch a TV show with all that screaming.
I find that period in our history so fascinating.
I do, too. That's why I was like, I'm going to watch this. And then I was like, just screaming and getting whipped.
But I haven't, and I haven't seen a good... film or TV portrayal of that time. You know what I mean? That's not, like, sexualizing everything. You know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, Grimm would be the only thing that I could think of that, like, has that kind of perfect, otherworldly kind of series. Like, I've heard, Sherlock is really good. And then, what's the other one?
Once Upon a Time?
No, the Ichabod Crane one.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow, yeah.
That guy's hot.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, if they could do a really good one like that for Salem, for, like, the Salem Witch Trials, I think that would be really interesting, but you'd have to, I don't know.
I think that's kind of telling about that whole period of time, though.
Yeah.
And, like, the just kind of sensationalism of the whole thing, and, you know, they're just, like, calling people out that had nothing to do with it, and just the other random, just ridiculousness of the situation.
Yeah. Oh, that reminds me. So this weekend I was reading an article, and I was going to link to it on my Amber L. Carter page, but it was, so another thing that I find like absolutely fascinating is when people research the roots of fairy tales.
Okay.
And there was one on, I think it was Huffington Post, and there's like a full-size book out that I've read before on this too that was fascinating, but this one kind of talked about how all fairy tales kind of started out as like a real story or a real piece of history.
Yeah.
And there's one about Hansel and Gretel, and it harkened back to not the Salem witch trials, but like I think around in the 1600s when like there was a lot of witch hysteria.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a woman who had created a gingerbread she was a baker, and she had made a gingerbread that was so good that a jealous male baker accused her of being a witch. And so she tried to run away, and the townspeople hunted her down and brought her back and burned her in her own oven. And I was like, are you flipping kidding me?
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, horrific. But at the same, like, it's even more horrific because you know that shit happened.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just like, oh, I don't like this woman. Oh, she's a witch. You know?
That's crazy. Just having that, like, access to being like, I'm going to make up something about you so you get killed.
Yeah. Well, just, I don't know. We could, this might be a bit more heavier for Pizza Rainbow than we want it to. But, like, it's really interesting when you look through history and you see how, I mean, I don't know how to explain this without like making it into a whole thesis statement, but like when women start to become more powerful, it becomes a pendulum swing where like they gain a little bit more power or a little bit more knowledge, and then it becomes this like huge movement to like completely cut off all their rights. And we've seen that in Europe. We've seen it. Now we're kind of seeing it in, well, we did see it in the Middle East and Iran and Afghanistan and Taliban and all that other stuff, but. And now we're seeing it with, like, reproductive rights and all that other shiz. But, yeah, it's interesting. Salem witch trials is probably one of the best examples of, like, how women's power can be terrifying to other groups. But speaking of
women's power,
let's talk about Real Housewives in New Jersey.
Awesome. I'm learning so much.
I know. Well, the reunion wrapped up. I don't think we've seen the third. Because, like, the reunion is, like, a three-parter.
Yeah, I didn't watch the second one either. And
I saved it for you if you want to watch it, but, like, there's really not. It's a lot of filler.
Is it worth watching?
Jim, Amber's husband, is worth watching just because, like, he's such an incredible douchebag.
Okay.
And you can tell that Andy is just like, dude, shut your mouth. So that part is pretty entertaining, but I don't know. And then the third one is supposed to have the announcement that Teresa's not coming back, which, not a big shocker, because she's going to be in jail.
Yeah.
So,
good job, Teresa. Why don't you make an announcement where everyone's like, Teresa.
Teresa. That's not her, though. There's the twin Teresa, and then there's Teresa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then they were talking about, like, 3 years ago, when Teresa came out with, like, her Italian cookbook, there was this big thing because, like, before, previously on those seasons, she had been Teresa Giudice. And then when she came out with this Italian cookbook, she started correcting people that it was Giudice. So it was, people are like, okay, whatever. Okay, so
that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So every once in a while, somebody will pronounce it Giudice. And, like, Kathy or somebody will be like, Giudice, you mean? It's so funny. Kathy's Teresa's cousin, for everybody who's listening.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, she was on the first one.
Yeah.
She seemed nice.
I really like her. I like her and her husband a lot. They're really fun. And, like, Rosie, her sister, and, yeah, they should have a show of their own, too. Rosie should have her own show. I love Rosie. She's amazing.
Is she the lesbian one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's great.
She's hilarious. But, yeah, so that show's over. And then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is coming in a week or two.
Okay.
And that is going to be off the chain.
Yeah, Lisa Rinna, you won.
Yeah, she gets kind of violent with the wine glass on this season. I'm pretty excited.
I kind of feel like she's like coming in and causing trouble, like obviously on purpose, like just to be like, woohoo, look at me.
Yeah, could be.
She's come a long way from when she played Billy on Days of Our Lives.
That's true. Her body is still banging, though. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
But her face is still scary.
Her face has gotten a little scary. But, I don't know.
Hurt me, Lisa. Don't throw a wine glass at me.
Who is it? Harry Hamlin? That she's married to?
He looks real good.
He's real handsome.
Well, I've liked you on L.A. Law.
Yeah. And then Ashley from, as people may know, Kevin Watterson might be listening to this. Ashley from Real Young and the Restless is going to be on Real Housewives.
On Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice. It's going to be like Real Housewives of Culver City. Like
that's right. Because then Ashley left. I don't know what her real name is, and I really don't care, but she played Ashley. Eileen Davidson played Ashley Abbott on Young and the Restless, and then she left to go be on Days of Our Lives, where apparently she plays a crazy character from the previews that I've seen. So yeah, for somebody who doesn't watch a lot of soap operas, I sure know a lot about them. I used to love General Hospital, though.
I think it's because you still read the magazines, so you know.
I do, yeah. But I used to skip school, which isn't a surprise. I used to skip classes in college so I could watch Jonathan Jackson on General Hospital. He was lucky. Yep. And now he's on Nashville, so it's like all my dreams are coming true.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm pretty excited. DVRs exist, so you mm-hmm. don't have to skip anything.
That's right. Back when Lucky and Elizabeth were still in their budding romance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. The other reality TV shows that we've been watching have been Vanderpump Rules.
I think I've passively watched Vanderpump Rules while I was getting sleepy.
Yeah.
So I didn't follow, but I saw like a couple of their douchebag crew on Watch What Happens Live.
That doesn't differentiate.
Yeah. Whatever.
For anybody who doesn't watch Vanderpump Rules, it is basically the worst people in America working at a restaurant with no moral code and who all pretend to be friends with each other while they sleep with each other's boyfriends and girlfriends. The only redeeming character on that entire show is Lisa.
Okay.
And she, like, her... I don't know how much she can stand those people. I think she's very savvy in the fact that she knows that it makes for great television. And she, like, has friendships with a couple of the girls on the show. There's one who's, like, a manager on there. And I think his name is... I'm so bad with names tonight. But he has longer hair and a mustache and whatever. And, like, he's handsome and he's a manager. And he's, like, probably the only one who manages to stay out of the dramatics.
Just because he has a job to do.
Yeah. But, and, like, he's just one of those people where, like, he's older and responsible. But, like, he'll still go out and have fun with everybody.
Yeah.
But he's not. Yeah, I think he's the only one that Lisa would actually be like, let's have a tea together.
So do they actually, like, is it a restaurant or just a bar?
It's a bar and a restaurant.
Okay. So
yeah. Lisa has three restaurants in West Hollywood and Beverly Hills.
Okay.
She has La Bella Blanca.
Okay.
And I think that's in Beverly Hills. She has Sir, which I believe is also in Beverly Hills. And then Pump, which is opening in West Hollywood.
Okay.
So.
That's a dumb name.
Vanderpump.
I guess.
When you think about it, the gay community, Pump.
All right.
That's pretty hot.
No. I guess I'm just an old fogey. I just think of an Aerosmith record.
Yeah. And then you watch Euros of Hollywood with me.
That was a treat.
That was amazing. Like, I think it's going to be one of those shows that, like, starts out and everybody's like, the show looks really dumb. But it just, like, keeps getting more and more, like, ridiculous and delightfully entertaining. It's going to be like Shaws of Sunset.
Yeah.
That, like, it's going to become a staple. Like, Massimo is adorable.
Well, and it's so ridiculous when that whatever awful person with the... Whatever. The lady that was chewing on a whole piece of Parmesan.
Blana or whatever. Bliana. Bliana.
Blauda.
I think it's Bliana.
Blouse.
Something. Her yeah, Blouse. She's Albanian. She's the Madonna of Albania. I've worked, like, I have a talent for somehow being an assistant to, like, some of the most demanding, high-maintenance, like, diva-ish people in the entire world. And, like, I've never seen more diva behavior than I have with her. Like, it's ridiculous. And, like, she's so unaware. Like, she's completely unself-aware of, like, how
It must be an amazing way to live with zero self-awareness.
Yeah. Yeah. Of just, like, no, everybody is around here to serve me. So. Yeah.
Oh, she's like, what? It was there. The cheese was there.
I know. There is one episode for everybody who's listening. There was this, like, nice little, like, dinner party that Massimo had. Massimo, who's like a delightful actor from Italy, he's so adorable. But so he cooked this beautiful meal for his friend Fina. I'm never gonna get any of their names straight, but Fauna.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Who's from, a rock star from Austria. And Bliana, we're just going to call her Bliana. She came to the dinner party and she's like, nobody give me cheese. And she picked up a whole block of Parmesan cheese and just like started eating it like a candy bar. And like everybody's just like, what are you doing?
It's pretty baller.
It's pretty.
Not even fucking Jay-Z would do that.
Right. It's a bold move.
Yeah.
It's a bold move because it's like the rudest move ever. Like not even a 2-year-old would be like, oh, I think I'll just help myself to this huge chunk of cheese that's for everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. So yeah, so that was fun. I'm glad that I got to bring you into a whole new world, Jennifer Paulson.
Yeah, I get the Aladdin song stuck in my head.
A whole new world. Mm-hmm. That's like the least best response whatever you sing.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever have those people who like will purposely try to sing really like you're in a car with them and they'll try to like belt it out to songs hoping that you're gonna be like, wow, you're a really good singer?
No, I have. Thank God.
I had one girl that was I went me? To like seventh no there's one girl I went to seventh grade with that like we'd walk to classes or like from lunch or whatever and she would just like start singing and it was so that like thing where it's just like, I know you want me to tell you that you're a really good singer, but like I find it incredibly annoying and embarrassing that you're singing this song out loud right now.
It's like, everyone listen to me singing.
Yes, totally like that. And like try almost that thing of like she was trying too hard to sound good too. Yeah. Just like shut your trap.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like I just wanna go back to homeroom, okay?
I just wanna go to my locker.
Yeah.
Quit following me. Yeah. So fitness this week. So have you ever seen the Crystal Light aerobic championship video from 1988? Hosted by Alan Thicke.
No.
And some other chick. I don't know what she does, but so they did this thing. There was contestants from the firm in Minneapolis who were on it too. But it's this like video from 1988. It kind of spread around the internet like wildfire, and it's aerobic championship. So they do this intro, which is kind of like a U.S. beauty pageant intro, you know, where they do like a dance routine and it's all coordinated.
Yeah.
And like they do the introductions. So they do this with the aerobic championships. I've seen it a billion times. And then about a week ago, somebody synced, like somebody kind of remixed it so that you only saw like the, you didn't see like the beginning of the intro with like everybody. You only saw like the pairs and their dance routines or whatever. It's like a short, like 30-second dance routine for everybody. And somebody remixed it so that Taylor Swift's Shake It Off was synced to it.
Oh my God.
It was amazing. And then Taylor Swift's record company like took it off for copyright infringement.
Aww.
Which is like pretty lame. But it inspired me to decide to do a new fitness regime where I find a new amazing cheesy aerobic video every day and then I work out to that.
Nice.
Yes. So I started on Sunday with Pump It Up, which is a British workout video from like 2004, I think.
Okay.
And it's it was inspired by this video called Call on Me by Eddie Main or whatever. I'll link to it. But it was this amazing like video that came out in England right after I left and came back home. And it was so like it was such like a huge hit that they started a whole workout video after it. Because like the whole premise is like music video, they're in working out like at this like fitness studio or whatever.
Okay.
It's kind of like Get Physical.
Okay.
So it was amazing. Like the intro of it makes it look really cheesy, but then you start doing like it's all dance moves and like it's really good. Like it's really it's a really fun video.
Nice.
And then today I found Alyssa Milano's Teen Steam.
That is a horrible name.
It is amazing because it starts out with a music video of her singing Teen Steam.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't even know that she sang. Because, so Jeremy and I, who was on Making Good Choices a few weeks ago, we were talking about how I once spent all my birthday money calling her 1-800 hotline. And so I was trying to find something for that to link to on the blog post for the podcast, and I came across the aerobic video, and I'm like, I will be working out to that today. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Do you ever do any sweating to the oldies?
That's going to be a couple of the videos that are coming up.
Nice.
Yeah, because I have done, and like they're actually really fun. But I do need to try to find a name for like the workout series, because I'm posting them to my Amber L. Carter Facebook page.
Okay.
Of like which one I'm working out to every day. But I don't know. I need to find like a name for like the series.
Work it with me.
Work out with
Oh, that'd be good. Or I was thinking like pump it up. I don't know. Something that's like 80s cheesy.
You can't use pump it up because that one video was pump it up.
That's true.
Pump, 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 pump it up. Just have it be pump, 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 pump it up.
I was actually literally thinking about that too.
Just add a couple more pumps and it's original.
Okay.
You don't want her to eat that glove.
No. Birdie, quit interrupting our podcast.
Distracted if you're fine isotoner.
It's an isotoner. It's not an isotoner. Well, Thank you for thinking I was fucking bummed. I have fine taste in winter gloves.
We should get each other isotoner gloves for Christmas. That would be like amazing. Like the commercials we've been conditioned.
And then film it as a commercial.
Oh.
We need to get like some serious video equipment up in this joint.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I gotta find a name. I gotta find something awesome. Yeah. Like something surcise. Amber size.
Well?
Amber size.
El Carter size.
El Carter size. That's, yeah, but that sounds like super size me, though, too. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll put our minds together and come up with something. We came up with Pizza Rainbow. We can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So tell me more about your shows.
Okay. Okay. First of all, I'm still kind of bummed and I'm still watching it, but Mulaney is boring.
Bellini is boring.
Bellini.
Just call it Boring Laney.
Boring.
Bellini.
It's such a bummer. Although, I guess the most recent episode was a smidge better.
Okay. I have heard from other people, other people being People Magazine, that it's very slow, but that the jokes are worth it.
Yeah, the problem is that I've heard all the jokes.
Yeah.
And that's even more disappointing.
Oh, yeah, that's really disappointing.
You know, it's like, I'm sorry, I don't want to feel like I just went to watch Death Becomes Her and all of the jokes I saw in the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst, too, when movies do that. Like, yeah. The trailer's funnier than the movie. I thought Anchorman, the trailer was so much more funny than the movie. The first time I watched it. The fifth time I watched it, I disagreed.
But yeah, I mean, this most recent episode had like Nora Dunn on it, like,
oh,
like awesome alumni of SNL. But it was, that one was it was a little bit better.
Okay.
I did some laughing a little bit.
Just a little bit laughing.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I've, you know, watched that most recent stand-up special so many times. And, like, he'll use those jokes throughout, you know, he starts off where he's doing stand-up. And yeah. Then he'll use some of those punchlines, like, in the actual show, like, you know, as dialogue. And I'm like, oh.
That sucks.
It's poor utilization of your joke, man.
Get better, Mulaney.
Yeah, do you have any writers? Any?
Maybe not.
It's just him. They're like, you think we'll do your show on Fox, but it's just you. You're the only guy. No more writers. He's like, all right, I guess.
Sounds great.
Fine. Sign me up.
Yeah.
All I have to say is Seinfeld wasn't on Fox.
That's... I don't know. I can't say anything because I don't know.
That's mean. No, Seinfeld was on NBC. They're definitely going for a Seinfeld angle.
Really?
You know, because it's like... He's got, like, roommates, and, like, one is a lady, and then one is, like, a guy, and then they've got, like, a guy that lives in the building.
Hmm. I never really got all that into Seinfeld, so I don't know if that's... I know it's a win. I know people loved it, and when I watch it, I'm like, oh, my God, this is hilarious, but, like, it was never a must-see show for me.
Oh, yeah. I really didn't start to truly appreciate it till I was older.
Right. Well, and it's such a format. It's like Cheers. It's kind of that thing, like, you don't really take that format and try to redo it.
Yeah.
It's like Fraggle Rock. There's no redoing Fraggle Rock.
I would like to try to redo Cheers, though.
I think there's been enough time, and I think...
I'm going to let her out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Birdie!
You are a constant distraction with your cute face and your antics. We're going to make Birdie our Pizza Rainbow mascot.
Oh, she is going to be really, really hurt.
We'll do, like, Pizza Rainbow exclamation point and then just her sad face.
Yeah. Did I hurt your feelings, Birdie? Good. That's mean.
Oh, so Mulaney is Bellini.
It's a little bit of a bust, but I guess my main concern is that it'll get canceled. Yeah. I'd like to see them get better and have it be funny.
I'm surprised it got canceled when like a couple of other shows that looked really promising and were actually really hilarious did get canceled.
Yeah.
Like that Modern Love Story or whatever.
it was kind of, it was, it's hard to explain. I only saw like a couple episodes. I think I still have them on DVR. But like Selfie was one like that had a lot of promise. It was actually, like the pilot was actually pretty dang funny.
Huh.
Dang funny. Pretty damn funny. I can swear on this podcast.
Oh, you're grown up.
But yeah, and then A to Z.
Oh, that got canceled?
It did. It
seemed like such a hokey fucking concept.
It had like the most adorable cast ever, but I felt like it blew its load in the pilot. Like the whole point of watching it was like the fact that he had seen what he thought was his dream girl, and then she denied the whole thing that like she was even there. And then they like wrapped it up by the end of the first episode. It's like, so where does this go from here? You know, you need a little bit of that romantic tension.
It goes in the bin. It gets canceled.
It goes in the delete file.
That poor lady from How I Met Your Mother. She's like, oh, promising new show canceled.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to play the mom on this show. You've been waiting 10,000 years to see the mom. Is you dead.
You're out. We don't want you. You're out.
That was so goddamn stupid.
What was not doing the How I Met Your Mom or how I Met Your Dad?
How I Met Your Mother, how it ended up.
See, and that's another one that, like, every time I watched it, I was like, this is hilarious, but it was never a must-see for me.
Yeah.
I know that I'm going to go back and be like, have you guys watched this show? Like, can we talk about this? But, yeah. Like, Gilmore Girls for me right now. Where I'm like, have you guys even seen the show? It's amazing, right? Can we just talk about Dean's hair?
I think I was just working when that show was popular. Like,
Gilmore Girls?
Yeah. I must have just been working and not watching TV. There's like a period of time where I was just working. That's all I was doing.
I think that's what it was for me too. I remember thinking that like, oh, this could be like the second Felicity, so I should really watch it. And then I didn't. And it seemed like one of those shows that you couldn't really like jump into.
Yeah.
You know, like you kind of had to watch it from the beginning. It's kind of like Grey's Anatomy that way.
I know. I just got so, I loved it. I was obsessed with Grey's Anatomy for some time.
Yeah.
And then when they,
Thursday nights, baby.
When they killed off the hot dude. The one?
McSteamy?
Did they kill McSteamy?
I don't know. I haven't watched it for a while.
I think he's still alive.
Okay.
But they killed...
Is he the nurse?
Izzy's hot guy. I was like, fuck you guys.
The one who like was smoldering and had like a abusive past or whatever. Like, yeah.
But he was... That Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And he was like a vet too? Oh, yeah. Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's so hot. Fucking hot.
He has like an older wife or something.
Oh, yeah?
There's something where, like, he's married to a girl where you're like, I like that. You have a little
She's
bit
like,
of
I'm 50.
And he loves me.
I just want to point out that Molly Shannon this year did turn 50.
Molly Shannon is amazing.
I just love that there was, like, not enough fanfare there.
It really wasn't.
Because that was one of my favorite people that she ever played.
What is she doing now?
I don't know what she's doing. She might be doing some acting. I'm not sure what she's doing. She just kind of took a step back.
She should be on a show.
Yeah, she should be on our show. Let's do a show just for her.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
We just did this to help you out, Molly Shannon. We didn't really want to get into TV, but we love you so much.
We have a whole game plan for how this is going to work.
Yeah.
First it's the podcast, then it's videos, then it's TV, then it's a movie.
And then I meet a guy and I just give up on everything.
You're like, Amber, I'm sorry, but I just don't really want to do this anymore. It's all been done.
I've reached my end game, which is dude that will take care of me.
And then my career dies because you decide that you don't want to do it anymore. So then we're bitter and we like tweet vague things about each other on Twitter and in interviews. And then behind the music, like we both are just like talking really bad about each other, even though we're not musicians, but we're still gonna be behind the music anyways because that's part of our plan.
Like Amber,
yeah. And then like after a while, we'll be like, you know, maybe we should really think about getting the band back together.
And then we'll have a reality show on Bravo.
That's right.
And then all of your dreams will have come true.
Take this and make it happen. Conspire to make this all happen. And somewhere in there, we make a line of stickers.
If we can make a fucking line of stickers and t-shirts right now, that's where that's where part of it gets started.
That's true.
A whole empire of randomness.
I really like our logo. I really want to make a t-shirt out of our logo and stickers.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't use stickers, but I feel like because I don't use stickers doesn't mean other people don't.
Yeah.
feel like people like really to put
stickers on like
and patches,
notebooks and patches.
Yeah, patches are a big deal.
Oh man, if
like you go to Comic-Con and you're just like, shit. Not that I've been. I would like to go. So if anybody's interested in me romantically and would like to take me on a date to Comic-Con, I accept. But anyways, I bet there's a whole bunch of patches there because all I hear about is people talking about the patches that they got at Comic-Con.
Oh my gosh. And then they put them on a jean jacket?
Yeah.
I want like one of those like...
Or your backpack.
I want a biker vest. Like a denim vest.
Oh my God. That would look amazing on you. Yeah.
And then on the back, you know, like the Pizza Rainbow logo and then like the banners, you know, like on the motorcycle jackets, it says Pizza Rainbow.
Or like, yeah, I'd want to put the patch on my back jean pocket. Mm. Just like, and like have them be extra tight so nobody can miss it.
Yeah, you can miss this patch of my boob. My butt.
What you looking at? You looking at my patch?
My eyes are right here.
But as long as you read my patch, it's okay. As long as you go listen to the podcast. I dated a guy once who apparently had been in the Navy. And he still had his like Navy-issued denim sailor pants.
Denim?
Yeah.
Are they like white denim?
They're like jean. No. Oh. They weren't like... Yeah, they were like jean denim.
Okay.
They're like flared, like the kind of flared bottoms that we'd buy now. Like I have a pair in my closet.
Okay.
And it had his name on the back pocket and he wore them without any ounce of irony whatsoever.
That's amazing.
And I was like, he was about 10 years older than I was, but yeah, he was really proud of them too. He's like, yeah, these are my Navy jeans.
I suppose if they still fit, he can be, you know, be like, if I had a pair of jeans like that. And then they still fit
me. If they
me
weren't
in.
So incredibly dorky, then yes. Then I'd be like, fuck yeah. But yeah, these were neat. They were neat, neat jeans.
Neat jeans. That sounds like...
denim bottoms.
That sounds like something anchor people would say to like work on their enunciation before a newscast. Neat jeans.
Or Massimo.
Neat jeans.
Some of his mouth exercises.
Yeah. I just think of like Ron Burgundy is like... going through his like little exercises like
unique
New York. Neat jeans.
Denim bottoms.
bottoms
up rear end. There was a news article I read yesterday, I think it was yesterday, about some guy who kept going to like high school volleyball games and taking pictures and videos of the girls. And he had been caught at the Irish festival, like ducking underneath the canvas tent to take pictures of girls undressing for like the Irish jig contest or whatever.
Okay.
So the policeman who kept commenting on it kept talking about how like if you're at the mall and somebody's taking pictures of your rear end, like you can't really stop that because like, I don't know. He just kept using rear end and I'm like, it started to bug me, but then I'm like, what else do I want him to use? Like what other kind of phrase, like bottom or, cause like, there's no way that
backside.
You're going to. Backside. Yeah. Backside. Like you can say backside and that's not going to sound like totally nerdy or dorky, or hindquarters would be another one, but.
That one would make me feel weird.
Yeah.
Rear end. Girl, you got some sweet hind quarters. But like, nope.
Tuckus. Move your tuckus.
I would nope you in a heartbeat. N-O-P-E. Tinder nope. Real life Tinder nope.
Yep. Tush. Tuckus.
Yeah.
Those are fun to say because it makes me feel like I'm a 80-year-old Jewish grandma.
Yeah.
A bubby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although bubby is like an interchangeable word because I've heard it used for Jewish grandma and I've also heard it used for the boobs.
Really?
In New Jersey.
Huh. Yeah.
They say chucky for the vajayjay.
What?
Yeah. It's a chucky. Yeah.
No. Chucky. Yeah. No.
And then boobs are bubbies.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
They have a whole different catalog than we do.
Maybe no one's just understanding it right because they talk weird.
Maybe.
Maybe they're really saying boobies.
Well, I think that's what they like originally mean to say, but then with the Italian accent, it's bubbies. And so now it's become part of, like, you know, it becomes part of the vernacular, the slang of, like, it's bubbies.
All right.
Yeah. And then Dina just says tits. Like, she just puts it out there.
I like Dina.
I like Dina, too. Dina's, like, my spirit animal,
yeah.
I think.
I mean, they're all, way too overdramatic for my taste, but
I feel like Dina's not, though. Like, Dina's one of those people that, like, she, like, I just like her. She has that really good combo of, like, she's zen and namaste and, like, into that stuff, but then she's also just very much like, I'm a bitch. Like, I'll be a bitch if you're gonna be a bitch to me.
Yeah.
But she's very loyal to her friends. She's very, yeah, she doesn't really get into the riffraff
a lot. Which is good.
Yeah. She doesn't really do a lot of shenanigans. And she looks great. She's fucking hot. I don't know what she's worried about being divorced and single again. Like, men are going to be falling at her feet.
Maybe she's just worrying about, like, her time management skills.
Maybe. I don't know. She keeps talking about, like, guys seeing her naked. And I'm like, if you're worried about that...
I'm just going to have to wear a burlap sack and never leave the house.
I'm going to have to, like, burrow under the covers and be like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I'm going to take my Tinder profile off.
Oh, that guy will not stop texting me on Tinder.
Do you ever get, like, a match and you don't remember, like, liking them?
Yep.
And you're like, wait a second. I think that Tinder did this to me. I don't think I did this to myself.
Or, like, the guy switched all of his pictures. Yeah. There's been a couple where I'm like, I don't remember this at all. I did do a mistake match last night. Like, I accidentally hit the heart button. I was like, no.
Yeah.
But then it didn't automatically match it up, which then kind of hurt my feelings. Because I'm like, you didn't match me? What?
You're not shit, man.
Well, for listeners, I started talking to this guy on Tinder. And, like, he's like, girls tend to disappear off here a lot, which should have been my warning sign. That girls tend to disappear off here a lot. Here's my number. Text me if you want to, like, talk or whatever. If you want to, like, kind of just, like, let's take this to the next level. And he was smart and interesting and, like, kind of cute. So I did. But deep in the back of my brain, I had that fear of, like, I'm going to give you my number and then you're going to text me all the time. And then I'm going to get annoyed with you before I even meet you. And sure enough, like, texted me all night long. Which I ignored because Vanderpump Rules were on. And even though it's not my favorite show, it was like I worked hard all day. And then I'm like, nope. And then I'm going to have like this 1 hour just to relax in front of the television.
Yeah.
So I didn't text him back. Then I did afterward. And then today, again, like guys, you got to cool it with that stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, unless you like me, then text me all day. I love it. But you're like you're a secret introvert. You want to do your thing and you want to be left alone.
But I think there's a good combo of both, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, send a couple texts when the, like, conversation's good, then be like, okay, I'll talk to you later. Like, maybe wait a day and then text again. You know, like, I guess my thing, and I had this with another Tinder guy this summer, too. Like, we don't know each other yet. Like, I don't know if you're worth me investing this time into you yet. So then... like, getting me to text you all the time, if I meet you and I don't like you, I'm going to be resentful of, like, spending all that time texting you. Like, it just feels like an investment that I'm not willing to make yet.
Sure.
And, like, there's a fine balance because, like, I wouldn't give you my number unless I wanted to, like, get to know you just a little bit more.
Yeah.
But when I feel like you're monopolizing all of my time with your dumb texts, like, then I'm going to get annoyed. If we meet and we like each other, then yes. Like, if I have a crush on you, like, please text me until... you know, the sun goes down. But
well, yeah, that's not going to happen though. Because if you like him, then he's not going to text you all the time.
I know.
Because that's just shitty.
That's the vibe in of real life. So like, oh, do you like him? He's going to ignore you. Oh, you don't like this guy? He loves you. Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, in a way, it was kind of nice because I was like, oh, at least somebody wants to have coffee with me. But in another way, I was just like, I don't know. He wears a lot of Ed Hardy shirts.
What? Yeah. That should have been your first. But I don't have any sympathy for you. Where's a lot of Ed Hardy shirts? Like,
Affliction. Like, it's all the shirts.
Oh, my God, honey.
Times are tough. I'm trying not to judge people on arbitrary characteristics like that. That is why.
That's not arbitrary. That says a lot about a person.
I know, but he's a writer. And he's smart.
What does he write about?
He seems funny. He writes a lot of, like, sci-fi and urban fantasy and... whatever, I don't... Let's not talk about him because I haven't met him yet. No, it's okay. I'm just saying that, like... I know, like... old Amber would have been like, fuck no. Like, get rid of your Affliction t-shirts. The new Amber wants to, like, judge people based on the quality of their character. So, I'm going to try to be less superficial and shallow and, like, appearance-based and just give people the benefit of the doubt, maybe.
Just get annoyed when they text you too much.
Yeah.
Maybe you should just tell them the rules. Be like, hey, my name's Amber and this bothers me.
I should. I need to be more straightforward with that stuff. Just
or
like,
should her get off the pot? I mean, you know, to a certain degree, it's like, are you going to meet or not?
Well, he wants to meet, but I...
You're not ready.
It's not that I'm not ready. It's that I am... If I'm going to, like, go out and do something, I'm going to do it with my friends right now. But I'm so committed and so busy with NaNoWriMo and writing that, like, that's all my spare time.
Okay.
So, and I told him that. I was honest about that, where I was just like, you know, this month is really crazy, which in hindsight, I shouldn't be on Tinder then, because if I'm not willing to, like, meet somebody for coffee right now, like, I shouldn't be doing it. But I just kind of told him, like, November's super busy, and, like, I really don't have any spare time, and I kind of plan everything in advance this month. So can I, like, if I get a spare night, I will definitely let you know, but I just need you to know that, like, I'm not trying to blow you off. It's just this month is, like, really dumb for doing anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the only things that I've done in my spare time has been watching reality TV, which I've been on my computer while I've been doing that. So, like, I've also been working and podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. And, like, Gilmore Girls. That's it.
Just, like, skip one episode of Gilmore Girls.
No.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to skip Gilmore Girls for a guy.
No. I don't know. It's hard because it's, like, and also it's kind of the whole, like, going out to meet somebody. Like, I just remember that from online dating and feeling like I'm giving up a whole night to, like, have coffee with this person that, like, I may not like. And, like, it just starts to feel like a huge waste of time.
Oh, well, that's what dating is, isn't it? Like, truly?
Yeah.
That's the problem with online dating, I think, to a certain degree, is that it's kind of an arbitrary thing.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, I, like, kind of got to know you, but I have to leave my house.
Exactly. I know, and I know that, like, sooner or later I'm gonna move out of that feeling. Oh, yeah. And I'll be like, I want to go out, like, I want to go out and, like, meet people and, like, do all this other stuff, and I will, but right now I'm kind of in hibernation mode. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you're working hard in hibernation mode, so I won't beat yourself up about it.
How's boy stuff going for you?
It is going nothing,
really.
That's okay, though.
Yeah?
Well, like, there's a guy that I kind of really like.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Oh, no, there's no reason to be excited. There's no reason to be excited about that.
Oh, what's going on?
I don't want to talk about it too much.
You don't want to talk about it?
But it's just kind of hard, you know, when someone wants to hang out and you're like, I want to. Mm-hmm. I totally want to hang out with you, but I know that it's not a good idea because this is going nowhere.
Yeah,
gotcha. And you want it to go somewhere.
And, like, does hanging out mean, like, hanging out eating peanut M&Ms at the movies? Or does hanging out mean, let's hang out in my bed without clothes on?
Well, it's like, let's hang out in my apartment for, like, 3 or 4 hours chit-chatting and having a super awesome time. And then, yeah, moving it to the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah.
But I just, I'm not.
And you've kind of turned a corner in your life where, like, you're not interested in just that anymore. Like, you want a relationship.
Yeah, such a bummer.
It is a bummer when you realize that, like, that's where you are right now.
Yeah.
It's a total bummer. Like, I totally agree. I'm it's like, a huge drag.
Well, because the thing is, it's like, I want a boyfriend, and most guys don't want to be a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, not the guys that I like, but I also need to not be like, hey, you look emotionally unavailable enough for me to date. Yeah. Like, that's not healthy.
No. I mean, you'll move out of that too. Like, the more that you start to like I think this is, like, your first step with that.
Yeah.
Of, like, understanding your worth and that, like, you don't want to just give it up for anybody.
Well, yeah.
Not that you did before, but, like, but yeah, and then you and then the universe will start bringing more people to you that are going to be more of a match.
Yeah.
For you.
Less nope.
Yep.
Less nope.
Less nope. Yep. I feel like when we say Les Snope, I'm talking about Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec. Which, by the way, when does that show come back on again?
I would assume pretty soon. It's going to be the last season.
God, that's my favorite show ever. The final season. Yeah,
Parks and Rec. Amy Poehler is magical.
She's magical. And Community. I want Community to come back, too.
I don't care about Community.
I love Community.
I'm a terrible person.
You're a terrible person. Why are we friends again?
Neat jeans. That's why you're my friend.
And it all comes back around.
It all comes back to neat jeans.
Neat jeans. Oh, neat jeans. You got your patch on your neat jeans. You're going to put your name on your neat jeans.
That's amazing. Yeah. Now we gotta do that. Now I gotta do neat jeans.
I know. Now we gotta do a jingle for neat jeans. Design a clothing line for neat jeans. It's all happening. What else you got on there in that nifty notepad of yours?
Well, I scribbled a bunch of stuff. I like to write when I talk or when other people talk. It's like watching my mom did that when she was on the on the phone when I was a kid. She'd be like, "Yeah, I'm listening."
I'm just transcribing these notes here.
Kind Keep of. Going. I mean, in a way.
Yeah.
I've got a recap. Is roots of fairy tales. Women's power. Jim sucks.
Jim from Real Housewives.
Yeah. Then Real Housewives, Beverly Hills.
I can see like your whole train of thought down here.
Yeah. Ashley from Eileen Davidson. DVRs exist. Don't forget that. The truth is out there. DVRs exist.
Put a bullet by it.
Yeah. Joshua Jackson.
Oh, God. He's so...
I don't dreamy. Fucking get it.
He just has this, like, intense look in his eyes. Like, there's a couple... Like, when he's, like, listening to you, and he just kind of, like, looks at you a certain way, like, I just completely, like... Yeah. I have an orgasm on the inside.
Wow. I don't think he could grow a beard. I'm not interested.
I don't think he can either, but, like, I don't care. I'm so in to that guy. Is it... I got to figure out, though, if it's Jonathan or Joshua, because they're twins. I'm pretty sure it's Jonathan.
Wait, isn't Joshua Jackson the guy from Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
That is another Joshua Jackson, too.
So it's going to be Jonathan Jackson. I don't know. They can't have the same name, otherwise
the Jacksons one of them are twins. What? Yeah. He's a twin. Not the one from Dawson, but Jonathan Jackson has a twin.
Well, that's good to know.
Because he starred in a movie that was released in Britain that I saw right after I came back from Britain, and it was awesome. And it also had Ciarán
Hines?
Ciarán O'Daly or Ciarán.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was also smoldering.
I like him. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, he's pretty delish. Maybe that's not him. All right. Say something while I look this up.
Well, I've been really into parenthood for the past couple of years. Not the state of mind, but the show.
Yeah.
And last season was garbage. It was pretty bad. It was really irritatingly bad. I mean, it wasn't that
bad. Why was it bad?
Just because, like, they just started changing all the storylines around and, like, it got kind of, like, over-dramatic soap opera-y garbage, not just kind of, like, real-life stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, these characters split up, and that was kind of a bummer.
No, because Lorelai from Gilmore Girls is in there, isn't she?
Yeah. Do you know that her and Peter Krause are dating in real life?
What? Who's Peter Krause?
Did you watch 6 Feet Under?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so they're dating?
In real life. Oh, I'm so cute. Yeah. Pretty soon they're going to have matching ARP cards.
Cute.
But yeah, this season is a lot better. It's a little... Like, what, really? But it's much better.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom really likes that.
It's a good show.
Yeah. Okay, so the internet is not giving me anything that I want.
To tell me about it.
Because people are going to get, like, really annoyed with the fact that I can't get this name right. Okay, so Jonathan Jackson is the one who's in Nashville, and that's also the one that was in General Hospital.
Okay.
And he does have a twin, but I don't want to go find it right now because it's too...
Well, no one cares about his twin. His twin's not on Nashville.
But his twin is an actor, too. He's an actor. He was lucky... Jonathan Jackson, yep, he was lucky on General Hospital. He played Tuck in Tuck Everlasting, which I also saw.
Yeah, wasn't What's-Her-Face? Wasn't Alexis Bledel
from Gilmore Girls, yeah. It was like a full circle moment for me. And his brother is Richard Lee Jackson, who is also an actor and a musician. So I guess they don't have similar names, but.
Well, that's good.
That's okay.
I think that's really dumb when they're like, Jonathan and Jeremy, or Jason and Jeremy, London.
Yeah, those guys, holy crap. They fell from grace. Those guys used to be super hot, too.
Oh, they were so cute.
Mm-hmm. I liked them a lot.
Man in the Moon, that's such a great movie. Reese Witherspoon and him.
That was, like, one of my favorite movies ever. Oh,
so good. Do you like it more or less than Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken?
You know, I'd have to say that I like it more. Okay. Like, I loved Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, but, like, I feel like Man in the Moon holds up way better than...
Well, there's a hotter dude in it. I mean, like... Yeah. I don't remember who the love interest was in Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken, but...
He was, like, a smoldering...
Yeah, he was pretty like, hot.
Model type Kennedy lookalike
guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just gonna okay. I'm doing the thing now where like I want to dive into the rabbit hole that is Jonathan Jackson.
Well, you should stop because we're podcasting.
Well, and he was in the deep end of the ocean too, so that was really good.
Is that about a kid dying?
That was about that kid. It was based on a book where a kid gets kidnapped, and then like 11 years later, his family like finds him like right down the street from them in Chicago.
That's insane.
And Michelle Pfeiffer was in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so On the Edge is the Irish film I was talking about. It stars Cillian Murphy. That's who it is. Yes. Not Cillian. It's Cillian Murphy, who is delicious.
I love him.
He is a hot-ass ginger.
I like his... Doesn't he have freckles? I didn't know he was freckles. A ginger. I thought he was had brown hair.
Well, it's like brownish red.
Okay, all right.
But, well, I don't know. Like, do we call all redhead people gingers?
No way. Really? Just the creepy, weird ones.
Just the creepy, really red ones?
Not even super. Well, I guess. Like, really red, and then that weird kind of pale orange red.
Like, blonde red, kind of? Oof. Like, fire red?
Maybe. Because
Cillian's more of, like, a like brown red. Like he's, like an auburn.
Like an old school Julia Roberts red?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then I wouldn't... I mean, I technically wouldn't call him a ginger, but...
I don't know, though. But down there, I kind of feel like the ginger's coming out. There's going to be some fire in that hole.
No. I can't. That makes me uncomfortable.
Maybe we should have the listeners vote. Voter. Listeners.
Who would you call a ginger?
Let's talk about the definition of a ginger. But yeah, yeah so, yeah. Well,
gingers, where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line on a ginger? Like, look up Cillian Murphy and tell us if you call him a ginger. I would call him a ginger because I feel like, naturally, in the private places, he should. So that I'm making Jennifer so uncomfortable.
No, right I think he just has weird colored regular pubes like everybody else.
I think there's a touch of red there. And I think that to me is my definition of a ginger. A touch of red.
A touch of red, the Lindsay Lohan story.
But okay, he has similar coloring to Lindsay Lohan.
I don't know. I think that, I don't know, this whole ginger thing. I'm just glad I'm not a ginger.
I have a huge affinity for the gingers, so I would have a lot of their babies, and I'd be totally okay. But anyways, if anybody has not seen On the Edge, I definitely, what's the thing? I definitely recommend it on Netflix.
Nice.
It's a really good movie. Yeah. So yeah, it's real good. Real good. But yeah, so anyways. I don't remember how we started with that.
Anyways, I don't know.
Me defining my like for Jonathan Jackson.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
And then being really, really dedicated to giving his brother a shout out. Yeah. His name is Richard Lee Jackson. And he is an actor and a musician.
Wikipedia him. What else? What else, Jen Paulson?
I don't like what else you got down there in that notebook? We hit it. We did. I mean, I put American Horror Story on my list of things to talk about, but that's just kind of like a show that I watch.
Yeah.
And like, I don't want to say that I like it, but I always want to know what happens next.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not really.
That'd be like Vanderpump Rules for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there just plays right into what Bravo wants you to do. Want to wonder what happens next. Do they do that now still?
Yeah.
The Watch What Happens, Bravo.
Yeah, Watch What Happens. Yeah. Because then Andy Cohen has his Watch What Happens Now.
Yeah,
Watch the live what show that live. You watched. Yep.
Watch What Happens Now. I love him.
I do too. His book came out today.
Oh yeah,
the like Andy Cohen diaries or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, he kept an in-depth, top secret journal all year long of all of his interactions.
Oh my god! And is he gonna print that like every year? Because that would be a
that would be amazing, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Like Andy Cohen's diary, 2014, 2015. I'm missing the volume from 2021.
It'd be like the new version of the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah,
they're just like, oh, I got the whole collection.
It's like the Encyclopedia Anditania.
Anditania. Hashtag trademarked.
Yeah. Hashtag, you can't take this from us.
We'll give it to you, Andy Cohen, but only if you have us on a show.
Yeah.
We'll be the bartenders.
Take us to lunch or something.
Yeah. Nice lunch. Or just give us a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, I'll take a hug. I don't want anyone's germs in my face.
I think he's probably going to do a signing at the MOA.
We should go.
We should go. MOA doesn't let you take pictures, though, which, like, really pisses me off. That's I'm going to write dumb. Them a strongly worded letter about their autograph policies. Yeah. Anyways, we're at time, so we can probably wrap it up. Unless there's anything else that you want to talk about, Paulson.
I was just writing some notes for myself. This is the part where I say something, and I'm like, what? What did I say? That was funny. We have chicken and mashed potatoes to eat.
I was just going to say that. I'm like, Jen really wants to get to her chicken and mashed potatoes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Chicken and mashed potatoes are worth it.
My blood sugar is low.
It's all right. I guess we can be done.
All right.
It's only the highlight of my week. You know, it's
we
over,
love you so. Guys. Pizza Rainbow.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
To get yourself some more Pizza Rainbow, you can find us over at mathishard.net, where you can find this and other great podcasts. You can also find us over on iTunes, where you can subscribe, rate, and review. You can find more Jen Paulson over at Twitter at TigerBeatPoet and on Instagram at JenJunePaulson. You can find me over on Twitter at Amber_L Carter and at my website, AmberLCarter.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you again next Friday. Hugs.